welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today as I continue a message I began a few days ago, Coming into Maturity. And we've been looking at some very basic scriptures, and the fact of the matter is, it's human nature. If we've heard something before, mentally we can say, oh yeah, I know that. But I'm asking the Lord to search all of our hearts to see, are we really acting in the veracity, in the truth of what the scriptures are telling us? Sometimes we get so familiar with things, perhaps, anything in our daily life, if we're just around it a great deal, we kind of take things for granted. We don't really hear with our spiritual ears the importance of the things that the Lord is telling us through Scripture. Scripture is inerrant. There is no, God made sure that when the Word of God was being put into writing, put down in books or papyrus or whatever the substance was, that there was going to be a validity and a veracity. The words of Jesus, I believe the Holy Spirit was with the disciples, Luke and Matthew, Paul, even though he didn't know Jesus personally outside of that visitation he had when he was in Damascus, on the road to Damascus, he had visions, he had experiences with the Lord. And the Lord is not going to allow error. He's not going to allow mistake. And so God was with, in a very special way, those that committed the truths that Jesus preached about, taught about, exemplified. There was truth in that, in what was committed to paper. And so we have to really think about what the Lord is telling us. So often we think of the heroes in the Bible, the saints of God in decades past and centuries past, that they were kind of superhuman people. They weren't like us. Well, that's not true. They were exactly like us. Remember when Jesus sent out the 70 disciples? Well, we are disciples just as they were. The devil's power, as we shared yesterday, he does have power. There's no question. Do not make light of the devil. That would be a foolish thing. Remember even Michael, when he encountered Satan, when they were disputing about the body of Moses, he said, "The Lord rebuke you, the great archangel Michael." So we have to understand that the angels, he's made us, what did the scriptures say, a little lower than the angels. So the devil's power is a lesser power than the power that God has given us, that comes to us as the sons and daughters of God through the power of the Holy Ghost. That's what's the whole point of, as we open the book of Acts and we see Jesus, he said, now you go in Jerusalem, you stay there until the power, you receive the power from on high. And that was the Holy Spirit. And that same Holy Spirit is available to all of us to work the works of Christ. We overcome because of Christ in us, the hope of glory. The Apostle Paul wrote to the church at Philippi, and he stated that he desired more than anything else to be found in him, found in Jesus, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, And that was why the law was given, to show a righteous way of behaving and acting and living and thinking. But that which is through the faith of Christ. It was a new dispensation. That's why there's a reason we call it the Old Covenant and the New Covenant. But that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. That's Philippians 3 and 9. And so God expects us to be believing believers. We're called believers. That just doesn't refer to the fact that we believe in Jesus Christ, who he is, why he came, what he did, but we are to operate in the faith that God has made available to us every day, day after day, in the simple little affairs of our daily lives. Multitudes have believed. They've received salvation. But how many of those same multitudes know the strengthening and the nurturing power that is ours every day? It is what the Lord has provided for us. It's one thing to acknowledge Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord in a beginning relationship, but that's a wonderful thing. That's wonderful. But it's another thing to live under his full authority and lordship. Remember what I said, those who were with me on the opening broadcast this week, on Monday's broadcast, that Jesus asked a very hard thing, that you have to hate father, mother, sister, brother more than me. He wasn't saying actually to hate them, but in comparison to the love that you would have for the Lord, your willingness to take up your cross and follow him. We've heard those scriptures so frequently. They've been quoted in how many sermons, but do we really understand? Have we contemplated? Have we meditated on what that means? That means, oh, well, praise God, I'm saved, going to heaven, but how are you taking up your cross in your daily life? How are you allowing the fruit of the Spirit to manifest? Hallelujah. God saves. When he does, and when he does save fallen men, when he saves someone from their state of sinfulness, it's an act of his grace as well as his power. And unfortunately, many have just stopped there. But God intends for us to move on and move up to higher things. When Jesus walked among the people, crowds gathered around him, desiring to receive a touch from the Master. Isn't that right? But today, multitudes still desire only a touch from the Master, a touch from the Lord. But God intends that we not only receive that, but that we have a vital union with the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the way, beloved, we can become overcomers more than conquerors. We're serving the Christ today of resurrection power. God wrought mighty miracles, as we read in the Word of God, for Israel in their wilderness wanderings. But there was no changes wrought in their heart and minds. Remember, they entered not in because of unbelief. The miracles wrought by Jesus and the early disciples and apostles not only benefited the people outwardly, but it also manifested a fresh measure of God himself in the resurrection power in the lives of the born again. And so when we begin to realize that God wants to work within us, he wants to work within you, within me, as well as the outward works of his mercy and his grace and his power, then we'll begin to realize and begin to experience the fact that we can indeed overcome all the works of the devil in our lives, and that we will begin to live the abundant life talked about by Jesus. Of course, we'll be very aware, conscious of our battles, our own weakness outside of Christ. And note I said outside of Christ, but the now resident within you is the Christ of glory. So often we hear it, but it hasn't become a real reality that Christ is in us, the hope of glory. He gives resurrection, life, and power to his children, to the sons of God. God's going to bring every willing and every obedient believer to the place that they're willing to die to the dependency on circumstances, being ruled by what, you know, anything the devil throws your way, and begin to come forth into the union with him of the resurrection power he's given us. The early church had power. Everywhere they went in power. Isn't that right? It's recorded in Acts. They did mighty signs and wonders in the name of Jesus, and those converts were exhorted to enter into that vital union with Jesus Christ. The Apostle Paul writes in Colossians 2, 6, and 7, "As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord," that's salvation. Then he goes on to say, "So walk ye in him." Walk in the Lord every day, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith as ye have been taught. Isaiah 50 and 7 speaks of Jesus. And since we're members of his body in particular, we can say with assurance that we're going to be victorious. In verse 7, the prophet states, "For the Lord God will help me." That's Isaiah 57, in case you want to write it down. "The Lord God will help me. Therefore, I shall not be confounded. Therefore, I have set my face like a flint, and I know that I shall not be ashamed." What a beautiful verse. That's such a conviction of faith that God is there. He's going to help us. We're not going to be ashamed. We're not going to be confounded because we've set our face like a flint. In other words, we're not going to be moved. Jude verse 3 states, "Beloved, when I give all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints." Why was he so moved to write? Well, because of the apostasy of the church. False teachers that had come watered down the word. They had disowned, corrupted, or deceived many, just like it's happening today. Beloved, we can't enter into the fullness of the stature of Jesus Christ and abound in the power of his word and of his spirit the way God intends until and unless we first know who we are and believe and begin to confess it and begin to act on it. Lord, grant your people this knowledge, this awareness, this conviction that we can go on to be your disciples and testimonies for the glory of God. Praise God. Well, my time is gone. I must bring this broadcast to a close. Thank you for joining me. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh.